1 Chronicles chapter 29. Furthermore, David the king said to all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, because the palace temple is not for man, but for the Lord, Jehovah, God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house temple of my God the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, glistering stones, and of various colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Furthermore, because I have set my affection to the house, temple of my God, I have of my own proper goods, of gold and silver, which I have given to the house, temple of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Even 3,000 talents of gold of the gold of Ophir, India. About 225,000 pounds, 102,000 kilograms, and 7,000 talents of refined silver. About 515,000 pounds, 233,600 kilograms. To overlay the walls of the houses with the gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of craftsmen. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day to the Lord, Jehovah? Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly, and gave for the service of the house, temple, of God of gold 5,000 talents, about 375,000 pounds, 170,000 ninety 7 kilograms, and 10,000 drams, about 96.3 pound, 43.7 kilograms, and of silver 10,000 talents, about 750,000 pounds, 340,184 kilograms, and of brass 18,000 talents, about 1.35 million pounds, 612,350 kilograms, and 100,000 talents of iron, about 7.5 million pounds or 3.4 million kilograms. And those with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house, temple of the Lord, Jehovah, by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, because they offered willingly, because with perfect hearts they offered willingly to the Lord, Jehovah. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Therefore David blessed the Lord, Jehovah, before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed are you, Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel our Father, forever and ever. To you, O Lord, Jehovah, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. Because all that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, Jehovah, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all, and in your hand is power and might. And it is in your hand to make great, and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you, and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? Because all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. Because we are strangers before you, and travelers, as were all our forefathers, our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none that remains. O Lord, Jehovah, our God, all this store that we have prepared to build you a house, temple, for your holy name comes from your hand, and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you try the heart, and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy your people, who are present here, to offer willingly to you. O Lord, Jehovah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our forefathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the hearts of your people, and prepare their hearts to you, and give to Solomon my son a perfect heart, to keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your laws, and to do all these things, and to build the palace temple for which I have made provision. And David said to all the congregation, Now bless the Lord, Jehovah, your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord, Jehovah, God of their forefathers, and bowed down their heads, and worshiped the Lord, Jehovah, and the king. And they sacrificed sacrifices to the Lord Jehovah, and offered burnt offerings to the Lord Jehovah, on the morning after that day, even 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings, and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And ate and drank before the Lord Jehovah, on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and anointed him to the Lord Jehovah, to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord Jehovah, as king in the place of David his father, and prospered. And all Israel obeyed him. And all the princes, and the mighty men, and all the sons likewise of King David, submitted themselves to Solomon the king. And the Lord Jehovah magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. So David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel. And the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his place. 3103 AH, 939 BC. Now the acts of David the king, first and last, look, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer. With all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries.